already asked you yesterday. Yeah. You just say again.
I don't remember.
Steven, I know you did talk about this yesterday, but for us, starting tonight, I mean, we've seen how all the other Tampa Bay teams have had so much success on the road, but tonight, and then you go for plenty on the road after this, what does that do for a team?
Yeah, I mean, you want to take advantage of your home games. We harp on that all the time, but we realize the schedule is going to be pretty tough to start the year, so we have an opportunity to have our first game of the year in front of our great fans, so it's always fun. Your home opener, the nerves, whether I said it yesterday, whether it's your first game or your 900th game. I mean, the home openers are always really exciting to get those butterflies before the game. So we're anxious, we're ready. It's been a long camp, and we want to play some meaningful games.
You guys came into training camp talking about needing to be better defensively, limiting penalties, things of that nature. Do you feel like you're able to address that, how you want to tune during training camp?
Yeah, I mean, it's not something that you just flip a switch. It's there's some bad habits that have crept into our game over the years that we need to try to get better at. I thought as the preseason progressed, we took less penalties, which was nice. Still giving up some grade A chances from the slot, so we'll look to keep addressing those. But I mean, it's little steps. But staying more disciplined for sure has been a Achilles heel for our team over the past 3 years with the minor penalties. So we'll look to stay out of the box, especially first game. Guys are amped up. If we can, you know, stay 5-on-5 or get our power play going early, it always creates some momentum.
Is it just something that's going to be a work in progress throughout the season?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, it's little things, especially the offensive zone penalties, the stick plays, you know, 200 feet from our net, just unnecessary ones. So we'll look to break those habits.
Do you feel like that you have an opportunity with the way that the schedule is going on the road so soon after tonight? To actually be more focused?
Yeah, I mean, whether you believe it or not, sometimes, you know, the old cliche is you go play, you know, there's less pressure on the road. You play a simpler game. You don't need to impress your fans. There's less distractions. I mean, all those things that we've heard over and over. At the end of the day, it's still hockey. We have to go out there and perform. You know, it can be a confidence boost if we can get off to a good start, especially on the road. So that's how we're looking at it. It's going to be a challenge. We're playing some really good teams, but if we can get off and get the ball rolling a little bit, knowing that at the back half of the season we're going to be playing a lot more games at home, it's going to be better for us in the long run.
Game where you talk about butterflies, it's, you know, always a new day. What were you going on last night? We watched some hockey, watching some Rays.
I was flipping through. Started off with the Rays game. Great start for them. Obviously, was cheering them. Flipping through the Toronto game, the St. Louis game. You know, there's always that itch that you have, even if you're not playing on opening night for a league, that you want to, you know, see how guys are doing, see how past teammates or friends are doing. So definitely was flipping through a couple of games last time.
Thanks, Dan. We got that video from a couple years ago.